This is the first interview with Adele Hernandez-Milligan for the Rosie the Riveter Revisited project, recorded in her home in Lakewood on December 2nd.
What I'd like to do is basically have you start with your family background. If you can tell me something about your grandparents to begin with.
Well, now I have a few little things here. You know, my father never talked about his parents. I mean, his father. So I was just now. He was born in San Antonio, Texas.
Your grandfather, in other words.
My grandfather and my father. But like I said, he must have died when he was very, very young, a very young man. I guess a little one, you know. They never talked about him. Who knows?
You know. And how about his mother?
Now, his mother, I was just talking to my sister, and she says his mother died when my mother and him first got married, and she died. So my mother married my dad when she was about 18.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, so she died many, many, many years ago.
But to your knowledge, they had both been born in San Antonio then?
My father's mother and father, they were born in San Antonio. I mean, in that district, you know, when it was even, maybe when it was Mexico, his folks, you know.
Yeah.
But that's about all of them. You know, like I said, that my dad never talked too much about his family. I don't know why.
But you don't know what they did then, what his father did for a living, or how they survived after his father died.
Well, of course, he was a young man.
Oh,
oh no. No, when his father died, like I said, I have no idea what they did. Maybe they worked for some ranchers or something, because he always had something to do with cattle. He always had something to do with being a butcher, you know. So I would assume that he would work for in a ranch somewhere, you know, his folks and him also when he was a younger man, because when my dad and my mother married, already he was a butcher, you know, I mean, that type of thing. So he must have done that all of his life, you know, had something to do with cattle or something.
Was he brought up in the town itself, or do you know?
Well, yes, he was brought up in San Antonio, you know. I mean, how the town was that many years back, I have no idea, you know, what it was. But he was, they all came from the Texas area, you know, San Antonio, Corpus Christi, you know, and, I mean, just around in all that district.
And how about your mother's family?
Well, now, my mother's family, from what, I never knew my grandmother, because she died when my mother was very young.
Mm.
But my grandfather, I knew my grandfather, must have been about 11 when he passed away. Now, he was born, my mother's father was born in Lampazos. Now, that's just on the border of Mexico and Texas.
Near Laredo there?
Well, I think it's, I think it's near Corpus Christi, you know, I mean, there, very close. So at that time when he was born, who knows, I guess it was all Mexico, you know, I mean, Texas was Mexico, so there. But now his mother, she died when Mama was very, very young, a young girl.
So your mother was brought up by basically...
Her older sister. Because I remember Mama saying, you know, that she was like a mother to her, because she was, you know, brought her up, actually. I guess she brought most of them up, you know, when... because she died, I suppose, right after she had the last baby, I don't know. You know, she died when Mama was very young. So there wasn't... But now she was a little
Limón. Her last name was a Limón.
And was she brought up in that same town where your grandfather was born, or was she brought up in San Antonio?
In San Antonio. They were brought up in San Antonio. More actually like Somerset. That's another little town, you know, I mean, it's right there, but it's all in there. Because I remember Mama saying something, you know, that when they were younger, they're in Somerset. And they lived in Divine. That's another little, you know, little district or town.
Do you have a sense of what her life was like as a child?
Trying to think. See, my mama has been dead for some years too now. Well, I think that they all had a very good life, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe my grandfather, that I just found out this morning, that my grandfather was a border patrol when he was younger, you know. And so they all had, I think, good jobs, you know, that they never were lacking too much. Thank God. Neither were we, really, you know. So when they were younger, well, I think that, I see my oldest mother's sister, she was a grown woman, I think, when Mama was born. So that is why, you know, and Mama was one of the younger ones. There were only three sisters.
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess there were four sisters. But one died, you know, when Mama was a baby, I guess. So she was her first sister was almost a grown woman. As a matter of fact, she may have been married, you know. So she took care of the little ones when my grandmother died. But I think that they all, Mama never did say that they ever suffered or she never worked, you know, a day in her life. And even when she was a grown woman and she married, she never worked. You know, she was also a housewife.
Was she bilingual? Or?
Mama didn't talk, she couldn't speak English very well. But she understood everything, you know, and of course, once we were grown, we never spoke Spanish at home, you know, I mean, you know how kids are, unless there's someone there, you know, that you well speak it. But she could, you know, and of course, my dad always did, you know, he spoke English very well.
Do you know how they met, your mother and father?
See if I can remember if Mama ever said. My dad knew my mother's brothers. That's how they met. That he knew my mother's brothers because my mother had older brothers, and that's how that he came. You know, he used to come over to see Mama's brothers, and that's how they met. So that's how they got married. Like I said, she was about 18.
And how old was he? What was the age difference?
Dad was about, if he was about 7 years older.
And he was already a butcher when they met?
He worked in that type of work when they met, because he was always a very good worker, you know, I mean, all his life.
Do you know what year they married?
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. If my brother was born about a year or two later after they got married, and he is, if I'm 62, he's 67. Because they were just
1913, so about 1911.
They must have married about 1912.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but like I said, she never worked.
So she had not worked. Do you know how far she went in school?
Maybe. In those years, you know, I don't even know if they had grades.
Mm-hmm.
So if Probably just to elementary school, I suppose. Yeah.
In the district where they lived and where they met, were they living in what was essentially a Mexican community and neighborhood, or was it mixed, Anglo and Mexican?
Well, at that time, I don't know how many Anglos were there, you know, because that was the one was Texas, that was what we would say, we were saying this, how many years would that be back?
Well, see, this was 1911, say, when they married. And the border was shifting.
Yeah, at that time. So I imagine, I don't think so. I think that it was, they never lived in just a Mexican neighborhood. I don't think so, because Mama never, you know, never said.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, when you, now, you have an older brother who was born about 2 years after you were married, and then who was the next child?
A girl. So that's my oldest brother is Emil, and then my sister is Sophie, and then there was one in between that died, another boy, and then there's Henry, and then and then myself. And then there was another little girl that died, and then my younger sister, Angie. Of course, now we have an adopted sister, so there's Teresa.
Now, of the two that died, were they infants when they died?
The little boy was, well, they were both. They were not teeny, you know, but they, because I remember, I don't remember, of course, the one that was ahead of me, you know, I mean, older than I, but I remember the little one when she died, so I must have been about maybe five when she died, and she was barely walking, so she must have been about a year.
So you were the fourth generation.
I was the fourth one. And then Angie is supposed to be the baby, but then, like I said, we adopted another little girl, so she's my younger sister. You know.
Well, tell me what your childhood was like, Liz. Can you describe where you lived first?
Well, the first that I remember about my childhood, that was in Divine. That... I must have been about four or five, but we had a ranch, and like I said, my dad was a very hard working person, so we never knew anything lacking of anything. I remember that's the first place that I remember well, you know, that it was in Divine, and we had a big ranch. And Dad had cattle and hogs, and he had a market in town.
Oh.
And I remember it was a little distance to me. It was a little distance. I don't know. Maybe it was 2 miles, you know. But I remember, because I remember that we had to open so many gates, you know, in order to drive, and then that was in Divine. He had a market there, and he slaughtered the pigs and the things, the cows and whatever, at home, because I remember these great big vats, you know, that he where he skinned things, the hogs, I guess. And I remember that, but like I said, that I was little. I must have this, but I remember well. So I must have been about 4 or 5.
Now, was the market only a meat market, or was it?
It was a meat market only. It was a meat market.
Were there people who helped on the ranch, or did he do everything himself?
No, he had helpers. Because I remember an old crippled man that used to help him do this and that. And there was a lady that, she was an Indian woman, because I remember her with that used to help Mama in the house. Like I said, Mama had it easy all her life. Thank God, you know, that she did.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dad was a very hard-working man. And she had did the washing, you know, this lady. I remember she was an Indian woman,
because
you know, she used to wear the belts, you know, and the long skirts and the black braids. And she used to help Mama do her washing and do her, I guess she did the cooking also, you know. And and she helped everything to do. But, and my gosh, that was a many, many years. If I was about 4 or 5, I remember, you know, little things that I remember when I was that 4 or 5, and we had a telephone, you know.
Did you have electricity?
Yes, we had electricity.
Was it
the
on
bulbs
your generator, or did you?
Well, now that I don't remember. Uh-huh. But if we had a telephone, then we could call the town, because that's where my Angie got was eating something. We call it the sugar cane. No, it wasn't. Was it sugar cane? She was so terrible. She ate anything. I think it was a sugar cane. She swallowed the whole thing, you know, and she almost died. So I remember them calling the doctor in town, and I remember that my oldest brother was old enough that I don't know if he got on a horse or whatever, or a buggy or a car, I don't know. But anyway, having to run and open all these gates, the doctor wouldn't have to stop to open these gates to come in. Now, that I remember her being almost dying. She did die, you know, actually. He said, the doctor, I remember her standing, you know. But anyway, so we never had real bad times.
Can you describe the house at all? Do you remember?
Well, I remember there was what I remember. There was a long porch all the way across, you know, this old-time porches all the way across. Those pillars. You know, not big ones like you see in the south. No, I mean, you were just holding the roof up. And there was the first room was a bedroom. On this side, I don't even remember where the dining room or the kitchen. The kitchen must have been to the back, because that's the only thing I remember. And you know why I remembered? Because that was the bedroom where my sister, when she got so sick, that's where the doctor saw her. Because I remember him standing behind her, you know, and because she had stopped breathing. So he got behind her and took her arms up, you know, and pressed and pressed and pressed and pressed until she started breathing again. So that is, I guess that's why I remember that. But then when the road left from there out, it was fenced in part of it, where the fields were on the other side, and then way over here on this side were where all the barns were, you know, where the big. I remember seeing these. Oh, I don't know what you call them. Do you call them where you hang the animals?
Oh,
you know.
Hooks.
Yeah. What are you going to call? And go in. You can just see them. I guess where they. And I say I don't remember that. Where they kill them over here and they hung them on these trellis type of thing. You can just see them going like this, just like a big market, really. You know, I mean a slaughterhouse. And then dipping them in these, I guess the pigs, they do that. That's all I remember about that.
Did you share a bedroom with your sisters?
Oh, I'm sure we did. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. But now that, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. What was your childhood like growing up on the ranch then? What sorts of things would you do?
What the heck did we do? I don't remember too much. Maybe we were just, you know, at
that time, you didn't buy toys. You just used, you know, I mean, playing with bottles and things, and you didn't do too much, I don't think.
Did you go riding or play with the animals at all?
And now we had a, so we had those sheep, goats. They climbed on top of the table and broke all the dishes. I remember playing with the little goats, baby goats, you know. So we must have had little goats. And I know we had one horse that I remember, because I remember my sister, oldest sister, got on that horse, and all of a sudden, away she goes. And we thought that the horse had spooked, you know. And she just out, and we were all standing up screaming, and Mama, you know, whatever, and she, Sophie's just flying with her braids, just flying, and jumping the fence, you know, and away, she goes way out there to the end of the field, and she just comes trotting back, you know, I mean, so it was just that, how did you remember riding that horse, or maybe, I think there's a donkey there? Well, I can't remember too much.
It seems since you weren't very really far from town, but until you started school, who would be your playmates? Were there close by ranches?
Yes. Was that in a Divine? Yeah, it must have been in Divine. There was a family that we used to know. That lived further down, you know, outside of these gates. I think that they lived a little closer to town than, I don't remember them. All I remember is that they were redheaded. All of the kids, whatever they were, their hair was just bright red. So that's, he's quite wealthy, as a matter of fact. I think he found oil in his land or something. So I remember that. See, because from there, from Divine, we went to San Antonio.
How old were you when you moved to San Antonio?
I must have been about 7.
So you started school in Divine?
No, in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that was in, Collins Garden.
Is where you started school.
Where we started school.
But why did your father decide to sell the ranch, you know?
Well, who knows why, you know, I don't remember. But I think he just got tired of that and moved to San Antonio and got to open another market.
Did he own the ranch itself, or was he leasing it?
No, I think he owned it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, he bought it. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he owned it, because I remember that when he sold that, when we went to San Antonio, that's when he bought another market.
So he sold the ranch and the market, basically.
Uh-huh.
Now, was the town of Divine mixed Anglo and Mexican, or was it predominantly...
I think it was mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, maybe my sister can remember, you know, after that, I'll ask her or whatever. Because I don't remember that too well. I don't remember the town. All I remember is, like, say, maybe the front of the market, and that's about it. You know, I mean, I really don't remember that.
Did your older brother and sisters go to school in the town?
Now, you see, was it my sister was telling me that they used to ride a horse or a buggy or something that go to school into town?
Mm-hmm.
So they must have.
During those earlier years, before you started school, Spanish was the primary language in the house until you got older then?
I think so. But I think that with my dad, we always spoke English, you know. Because I guess he always did
speak English, I suppose.
But tell me about the move to San Antonio. Where did you live there?
We lived on Pendleton Street.
And what was that neighborhood like? Do you remember?
Oh, that was mixed. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because right next door, you know, had just, did they were, I remember there was a row of houses, like courts,
mm-hmm.
and they were all mixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then further down, there was a policeman living in a bigger house, and across the street was a little store that we used to shop, you know, just across the street. Of course, that was owned by an angle, whatever. And on this side, there was a little alley that went to where my dad started working at the beginning. That's right. Or was that after he sold the market? I don't remember that now. Because he worked for Swift. No, I guess he had the market first, and then he sold that and started working for Swift. Because Swift packing house was right behind us.
Mm-hmm. But the neighborhood was basically one family residences.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They were all in, owned by the mm-hmm. families, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about your mother and dad. How did you view them? What was your relationship like with them?
Well, we were always very close. Turn the thing off and we'll talk a little about my dad.
Was she gone?
My mother was a very good person. You know, we loved her very much. But she really wasn't a very, to demonstrate, you know, she wasn't a lovey-dovey-dovey mother. She just did good for us and made sure that we always had what we needed. And but she wasn't a very loving person. Like I said, we loved her dearly and took care of her until she died.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, I mean, she was she was a mother,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that, she was always home. Always. No matter, we would come home from school and she was home. She would go out maybe earlier, you know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
But she was always home when we remember all the time.
Who would you go to if you wanted to do something or if you had a problem? Would you go to either of your parents or to one of your...
Oh, no, I would go to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, of course, she's gone now,
yeah.
you know, but you mean when we were...
Yeah.
Oh, no, I would go to my mother, never to my father.
And how about your older sister? What was your relationship like with her?
But, we were always a very close family. You know, we, there are arguments just like everybody else, you know. But, no, we were always close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, a close-knit family.